everybody, it's me, Roxy Hayes, and on this episode of Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy Hayes, the podcast, I will be answering some more of your questions.
Let's go. Would you have sex in front of a turtle that you just met?
What? Should I answer that? How do you answer?
I guess it's a yes or no question.
Follow-up?
First of all, who asked that?
The ninth cat on Instagram. These are all on Instagram.
Okay, the ninth cat. Yeah. What does he mean with in front of a turtle?
Is this a normal turtle that's right. Just at the house, or are we talking like a ninja turtle? Because I would fuck a ninja turtle. Wait, no, I wouldn't, because they're teenagers. That's nasty. Now I'm a pedophile. Yeah. Okay, I would fuck an adult.
Once they grow up.
Ninja turtle, yes. I would fuck an adult mutant ninja turtle in front of another ninja turtle. All
right, but break it down in order. Which one could get it first and which one could get it last?
Okay, so Michelangelo's my favorite, but I would actually put him at number two.
Okay.
Raphael. I feel like he would, like, fuck the shit out of me. And then Michelangelo, and then Donatello, and then Leonardo, in that order.
So, who'd you say was first?
Raphael.
What about him?
Something about angry dudes and angry sex. That's just really good. So, an adult mutant ninja turtle, right. I would have sex with in front of.
What if he fucked you, and then, like, changed his life, and...
started being nice?
Yeah.
Then I would stop talking to him.
Okay.
Because if that's the case, then I'll just go fuck Michelangelo.
Right.
Like, I would, you know. Right. I wanted you for this personality, and now this is you. I don't want. That's gross. So, yes. But just like a normal turtle that, like, somebody found. I mean, probably. Like, it wouldn't see what was going on.
It wouldn't understand.
Yeah, he wouldn't. But, I mean, I don't know. That's a weird-ass question. I hope I answered that. To the best of my ability. Next question.
Yeah.
How do you balance career and dating? I don't. I don't really date. Like, I used to. I used to, like, go out on dates and hang out and stuff like that. But I have been extremely busy lately. And I have a child. So, like, a lot of people don't know that. I always have to bring that up. I do have an 11-year-old daughter. So, it's not just, like, me balancing, like, comedy and then all the other shit I do and then like dating. It's also like being a parent and comedy and then dating. It's also like I'm getting older, and the older I'm getting, the harder it is for me to just, I don't know how to word this, give a fuck about other people. Like, I'm kind of to the point where I'm like, I really don't care, and it's hard for me to try to get to know people. I don't know how to word that any nicer than I can. Like, that whole beginning of dating phase where you're like, hey, how are you? And you don't really know each other. You haven't, like, established, like, a base of whatever, that comfortability with each other yet. So, I don't have time for that shit. Like, I hate, hey, good morning texts and nothing after them. I hate, do you want to hang out? But we don't really know each other well enough to kind of know what the person wants to do. So, we're figuring it out. Figuring another person out takes a lot of work. It's a lot of work, it's a lot of time, and I don't have the mental capacity to deal with that shit right now. So if I was to try to date anybody, it would kind of have to be a person that I already kind of know, somebody that we're probably already friends, or we've hung out a couple times and stuff like that. So we already kind of have, like, a base, but new people, I'm good. And then, like, man, y'all stupid and annoying, and sometimes I don't want to be around y'all. Like, I maybe want to fuck and move around, but just, like, I'm good. I'd rather chill.
So what's the ideal situation?
The ideal situation for me, like, if I was to, like, be in an actual relationship or, like, to get into a relationship, it would be a person that understands that, like, I'm not going to call you all the time. It may take me a couple hours to respond back to texts. I turn my phone on silent a lot, so I have had issues with people thinking I'm ignoring them, and it's like, I'm not ignoring you. I'm literally filming or writing a song or just doing something creative where I don't want to be distracted. So it would have to be a person that understands, like, hey, she's working right now, so she's not going to be able to talk and she's not going to be able to respond to me, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't care about me. So it would also have to be a person that would just kind of leave me alone. You know, like, we can make plans, and then once those plans are made, then we could go with those plans. but like I'm not gonna see you 3 or 4 times a week like a normal relationship would be. Like, I'm cool with seeing you every Sunday for like a couple hours and we kick it and then we talk, we can share memes and do all of that shit, but just that would be great. And then we fuck and then
what about like phone calls and stuff, like, or communication?
Because I would, and that's what that, I don't know, because like I think no I can okay I don't like texting either, so like I really hate texting, and I think it's just because I'm always on social media, I'm always writing, so like texting to me just still feels like I'm doing work. Right. Even if I'm talking to somebody I'm interested in, I just don't, if I'm writing, I want to be writing for a purpose, not just to have a conversation. So I will talk on the phone, but it's weird ass hours. So the person that I was kind of talking, one of my half boyfriends, it was working well because like he had a job where he could talk on the phone like in the middle of the day. So usually in the middle of the day, that's when I go to the gym. So I can kind of talk on the phone while I'm working out if I'm not doing like a strenuous workout. Right. So we would talk on the phone for like 2 or 3 hours like in the middle of the day and then sometimes late at night. So that kind of worked out perfectly. So we're not like texting all day, but when we talk for like a long period of time. It's a good conversation and then we talk again at night. And then he would kind of come over like, you know, a couple times a week. So it was good. It was good. He understood like if I don't answer the phone, it's not that I'm mad or ignoring you. It's just like I really don't. I'm doing stuff right now.
So how many of these half boyfriends are there?
Right now it's just one.
Okay.
Right now, wait, no, I lied.
Is there like a 1/3?
It's like it's like a 1/3 ish kind of boyfriend. You know what? This would be a perfect opportunity for me to explain what a half boyfriend is.
Yeah, that would be great.
So I am very into the Victorian age and that kind of like courting principle. Like I love how they like. Everything was like categorized. And so like for me and how my brain works, like I kind of have to put stuff in categories so that I know how to act within that category. You know what I mean? It's just for how I process information. So for me, the courting ritual for me is like, you know, we're in this early stage where we're like talking, we're getting to know each other and we're courting. And then it's, we're in a monogamous relationship. That's over here. So the middle stage for me is like, a half boyfriend, which is where we're doing everything essentially that you would do in a relationship, where it's like we're spending a lot of time together. I'm spending most of my time with you. And we're like dating exclusively, but we're not necessarily in a monogamous relationship. So most of the time when I have a half boyfriend, it's only one half boyfriend. It'll be like one half boyfriend and maybe like somebody that I'm kind of dating, but not necessarily we spend a whole lot of time together. It's kind of like a potential maybe. So, like, right now, I just have one half-boyfriend, essentially, and then, like, a couple people that I'm talking to, but I'm not really dating right now, so it's really just this one person that I'm, like, halfway dating, but we're not in a monogamous relationship. So, like, I could talk to other people, and he could talk to other people, and it's fine, and we go from there. And if we decide, like, hey, you know what? We're at the point now where I want to be with you exclusively, monogamously, and we're in this thing, then they will become a full boyfriend. But I'm probably not going to do that for a very long time just because of the time thing and just, like, how I'm dealing with shit that I'm doing right now. So it's probably going to happen for a long ass time.
So do men ever approach you, like, get to know you, and then they feel like they need to fix you?
Oh, my God. I mean, it happens. It hasn't been happening as much recently just because I don't allow them to even think that. Like I'm kind of like, hey, from the jump, like, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I'm good. This is like certain shit I'm just not gonna bend on. So I don't really necessarily have that issue now, but for like a long ass time, like, almost everybody that I dated felt like, you will be perfect if you fix this thing about yourself. So it would either be like my weight. Like, I've had that before. Like, when I first started, I went through, like, a really bad, what's the word? Not body dysmorphia, but almost kind of, sort of. So, like, I was dating this guy, and he was just like, you're beautiful, you're this, but if you just lost, like, 30 pounds, you would be perfect. So, like, and it really kind of fucked me up because that was, like, my first, like, real, like, adult relationship. Yeah. And I was already dealing with all these insecurities, so I ended up losing, like, 40, 50 pounds, like, but the unhealthy way to where, like, if I showed you pictures, and I'll find a picture, like, I basically lost all my fat, but I also lost, like, a lot of muscle. So I was just, like, real thin. And you can even tell by, like, my body frame, I'm not supposed to be real thin. It just sucks. It just sucks when you meet people and you care about people and you love them, and they act like their love is contingent upon you right. being a different person. Because I feel like if you honestly love me, then you would love me as I am. Now, if I'm doing, like, self-destructive behaviors or stuff like that, I can understand you being like, hey, let me fix them. But for a person to be like, you aren't good enough because you weigh more, it's fucked up. Especially right. when, like, I weighed this amount when you met me. You know what I mean? So it's like, so it was good enough for you to meet me, but now that you're, you know what I mean? It's just weird. I've had an ex that was like, this is when I first started, like, doing comedy and YouTube. He was like, why are you doing that? Why are you spending all your time doing YouTube? Like, just get a job. Like, just stick with your normal job and da da da. Shit like that where people try to discourage your dreams right. or, like, you know, you're so smart, why don't you just go back to school and get another degree? Like, shit like that. And I'm like, no, none of that is what I want to do. I already have a degree. If I want another degree, I can get one. Like, I don't know. I've always just kind of been like, leave me the fuck alone and let me do what the fuck I want. So that's, which is also why it's kind of hard for me to date, because I don't necessarily take people's opinions right. on me. Like, I don't take them at all. I don't care. Yeah. Like, unless you're, the only person I legit listen to regarding, like, their opinion is my brother. It used to be my dad, but he's passed, so it's my brother. So, like, because I feel like, you know, his intentions are genuine. His intentions aren't for him.
Right.
Because a lot of times people will want you to change stuff about you, but they really wanted to change something about themselves. So, like, I realized later, like, the dude I was dating didn't like me doing YouTube and comedy because he had wanted to be, like, in the NFL. He wanted to go to the league, and he never did. So, like, him watching me pursuing my dreams hit some kind of nerve within him and made him have to look back on his life and, like, how he didn't accomplish the goals that he wanted. So it would make him more comfortable to have a person that was not chasing their dreams. And that's what this shit is a lot of times. Like, I had an ex that, like, I'll be dancing, and, like, you know, I have my mom hyper, so, like, if we're somewhere and something's going on and some music, I'm gonna start dancing. He's just like, you're too much. You need to just calm down. You're too much. You need to calm down. I'm like, this is legit just who I am as a person. I'm not, like, yelling at people or disrupting people. I'm legit just standing here dancing in the store in my own bubble. So, yeah, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. I have dated some people that have helped me for the good. Like, I suck with money. I suck with money, so I've dated, like, people that are like, hey, this is how you get your finances in order and stuff like that. So, shit like that, I'll listen to, but when you're like, hey, you're too loud, you're doing, no, not gonna, no. I've been loud for 30 years. I'm not gonna stop being loud because it makes you comfortable. I'm not harming anybody. Fuck them. Fuck them. You agree?
I agree.
People are weird, man. I was just, I really like Mr. Rogers, so I was listening to his audiobook, and he said something about that too, like, if you tell a person you love them as they are.
Right.
You don't get to say, I love you, but I only will love you if you do this, or I, you know, my love is contingent upon this. You either love me or you don't, and if you don't love me, that's cool. Leave me the fuck alone. Leave me alone. It's all good. Shall we go to the next question?
Yeah.
What's the one geek-related thing that you feel is necessary for your partner to be into? Reading. You know, I know that shouldn't be considered a geek thing, but it is. It is very hard for me to date people who are not into further knowledge. Like, I don't like people who are okay where they are and they don't want to go anywhere else. Not necessarily, like, I don't know. It's something about just contentment. Like, complacency. I guess that would be the word. I don't like people who are complacent. So, like, to me, reading is a way to keep you from being complacent because you're getting some type of knowledge from what you're reading, which means you're trying to grow. You're growing your mind. You're growing how you think. So, I've talked to dudes, and they'd be like, I ain't read a book since high school. Then we don't need to talk. We don't need to talk. I'm not the person for you. I'm not saying you have to be in love with books. Like, I love books. It's something about, like, holding a book and reading it, and you kind of can go into this world and your imagination, all that shit, all that reading rainbow shit is true. I love it. And so for that, that's something that's extremely important to me. So for you to not read at all or not even understand the importance of reading or getting knowledge, I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you at all. Any other shit that I'm into, it's not so important to where, like, if you're not into it, I won't fuck with you. Like, I love Harry Potter. If you don't love Harry Potter, we can still date. Because you probably have some shit that you like that I don't like that I can learn to like or learn to appreciate. So I'm all for we don't have to like the exact same shit. Except for reading. If you don't read, don't fucking talk to me.
Cool. So help the guys out. Like, what are some books that if you saw a guy reading, you'd be like,
oh, I'm on it. Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Any type of book that's pertaining to, like, becoming a better person. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people don't like self-help books, but I love self-help books. I love any type of book that can teach you actual tangible strategies that can help you be a better person, whether it's, like, helping you with your money, helping you learn how to plan, helping you learn how to grow your business. Like, books like that. If I see you reading, like, it's a 4-hour work week, pussy's wet. My pussy's wet. If I see The Alchemist is one of my favorite books. Oh, wow. It's a really good book. I like the graphic novel, actually, better than, like, the regular book. Every time I read the book, I kind of learn something different. It's very... If you haven't read The Alchemist, I suggest it. Like, a lot of people recommend that book. It's very simply written. Like, it's written in, like, very, very simple language. But... And it's, like, metaphors and all this. But the metaphors are very basic. People are always like, it's so deep. It is, but it's not, like, deep to where you have to figure shit out. It's literally laid out in front of you. I really love that book, and I like the cover and everything about that book. I love that book. Any type of manga. I love that. Manga. I always fuck it up. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I love that. What did I see somebody reading one time, and it really, like, I was like, ooh. I was in Barnes & Noble. Oh, this dude was reading this book about Basquiat.
Oh, yeah.
And Basquiat is, like, one of my favorite artists of all time. Just, like, his story and his background. So he was reading this Basquiat book in Barnes & Noble. I was like, try to fuck. Like, I might try to have sex with you.
Did you talk to him?
No, he had a ring on. That's a thing. Shit. I should have. Sir, if you remember reading a Basquiat book in the Barnes & Noble in Sugar Land, Texas, this is miscommunication. Misconnections. Call me. Hit me up.
If you're single now.
I hope you got a divorce. If you got a divorce, I hope your life kind of got ruined a little bit. If so, I am here to pick up the pieces. What other books? Any type of book about African or African-American studies? That if I see you reading it, it's on and popping. You trying to learn about your culture? Yes. I love that. Philosophy books. Anything about philosophy, stuff like that. So remember, start building your collection. Send me some pictures of your books. That's what turns me on. Like, fuck a dick picture. I've seen enough dicks. Send me a picture of your bookshelf. That shit will get the pussy swimming, okay? Swamming. Remember that. Why is it so vulgar all the time?
There's about to be like a run at the half price bookstore.
I'm going to buy it all. This bitch likes it. Let's see what else. Tips for flirting. Are we talking about flirting in general or flirting with me? How do you think I should answer it? Both?
Flirting with you.
Flirting with me.
Is
that where they're at? Okay. Yeah. So if you're trying to flirt with me, say hello. Like, I don't like when people don't greet you and they just come up and start talking. I think that's weird and rude because you don't know if I want to talk. So, like, if we're talking about in person, say hello, say hi. A compliment is always nice. Not no basic, oh, you're beautiful, whatever. I like when people come up and like, oh, I love your hair or I like your outfit or something like, I don't know. It just makes me feel cute. And then, I don't know, just start talking about something. If you know it's something that I like, just start talking about that. Maybe an anime, maybe something like that, maybe something that you've done, or a joke. But the thing is, a lot of dudes will come up to me trying to flirt and joke, and they think that that means that I want them to roast me. Like, I'm not a fan of being insulted. I'm not a fan of roasting, period. I don't like it. I don't like to do it. Like, I often get asked, like, hey, you want to do a roast? You want to do a roast battle? I don't want to do that shit. That's not fun for me. Like, I used to be bullied. So getting roasted is not fun. I automatically go into defense mode and I get mad and I'm going to say something mean. Like, it, like when I roast, I'm not like, haha, that's funny. I'm like, fuck you, fuck your mom, she's a whore. Like, that's not funny. That's just a mean thing. Or I read your insecurities and then figure out which one is your worst insecurity, and then I throw it at you on some Sherlock Holmes shit, which is not cool. So just don't roast me, because then I feel bad later. Like, I know that he's really insecure about his father not being around. I shouldn't have brought that up, but he hurt my feelings. You know, like, I don't want to do that. So it's not fun, and then we'll be flirting. And then we won't be flirting anymore. It'll be done. If we're online and you want to flirt, same kind of thing. Like, hey, compliment maybe, and then talk about something that you see that I like, or respond to something that you saw that I liked on the page. Like, hey, I see you like Sailor Moon. I like Sailor Moon too. Who's your favorite? Blah, blah, blah. And now we're having a conversation. But you have to let me know that your intent is romantic flirting. Because the other thing is, like, I have so many conversations with people all day. I don't assume that everybody's approaching me with romantic interest. So you kind of have to literally say, hey, I'm approaching you with romantic interest. Are you interested? For me to understand that it's flirting. Does that make sense? Yeah, because I don't assume just because you're like, oh, he asked me if I like Sailor Moon. That means he wants some pussy. I don't assume that. I don't assume that.
You think
that
that's from your insecurity as a child?
Probably.
Where you're like, you didn't think you were attractive, so you didn't think people would be interested in you.
Yeah, and like, as I'm getting older, like, okay, my friend just told me, he was like, if a dude's talking to you like this, more than likely he's flirting with you. Right. But because of, like you said, my insecurity as a child, I don't assume that people are flirting with me. I just assume that they're trying to have a conversation. So you literally have to tell me, hey, I am flirting with you. It took me, so like the half boyfriend, I did not know he was flirting with me for like 2 years. Like, we had met in person before, and like, he randomly messaged me and like send me stuff. And we smoked. He's like, hey, we could come hang out and stuff like that. And even through all of this, I still was not sure if he was flirting with me. So I literally had to be like, hey, are we both mutually attracted to one another and romantically interested? Is that what we're doing? He was like, yeah, I thought you knew. I was like, I did not know. I didn't know. He's like, I've been flirting with you for like 2 years. I was like, oh, you should have said I'm flirting with you.
At least you didn't get the, what?
Yeah.
Are we?
Is that what we're doing? That would hurt my feelings.
I guess.
Perhaps. So yeah, I don't. And I think that's weird for people to hear, because, you know, they see me and all this other shit, and they think that I'm just like this, yeah, super confident. I know I'm a bad bitch with big titties. I do think I'm a bad bitch with big titties. But, I don't know. It's still just those insecurities are still existing in my mind. So, I don't know. It's weird. But, hey. So, if you want to flirt, you have to legit say, I'm flirting.
That's a good tip for everybody that wants to.
Yeah, and I feel like people should do that anyway. Like, let your intentions be known plainly. Like, you know, I like subtlety and all that stuff, but once you've already started the conversation, like, let people know what you're trying to do, because I'm not the only one that feels like that they don't know that people are flirting with them, or maybe they don't want to be flirted with, and so once you say that, they're like, hey, that's not what I'm interested in, and then you could go from there. Right. And then you're not a creep, you know? And then if somebody doesn't want you flirting with them, stop. Like, if somebody's like, hey, no, I'm not really feeling this, then stop. Don't keep trying to be like, I'm a winner over. You're not going to win them over. Just leave it alone and keep it moving and let it go. How does the friend zone happen, and can it be conquered? Okay, so the friend zone, it's weird. Okay, so people refer to the friend zone as, this is a person that I am interested in, but they're not mutually interested in me, so I have now been placed in the friend zone, right? That's fucked up. Like, if you're going to be my friend, then you should be my friend without the hopes that you're going to fuck me. Because that's what being in the friend zone is. You're like, I'm going to play this friend role and be there for this person emotionally and da-da-da-da in the hopes that one day I get to fuck this person.
Right.
Like, that's a fucked up mentality to have towards a person, and it's manipulative. It's manipulative to be like, oh, I'm in the friend zone and all this shit. Like, there's no zone. You're either my friend or you're not.
Right.
Like, you can be my friend and be attracted to me, but understand that nothing can come from this sexually, and you're still my friend. But when you're in the friend zone, or you mentally feel like you're in the friend zone, that's legit you just saying, I'm going to sit here until the opportunity comes where I get to fuck this person. You know, that's right. To me, that's nasty. Like, I'm telling you stuff and divulging stuff to you, and we're building this bond because I think we're friends. And then the whole time you're like, yeah, I can use this to eat her pussy one night. Like, you don't see how that's creepy? Like, that's creepy. If you're interested in a person and you feel like you want something more from that person other than friendship, then you need to relay that information.
Right. And also, you know? I think like, men that are brought up in that kind of heteronormative type of thing, I think they objectify women.
So
they don't see them as actual people.
Not a person. You know, I'm something for, like, a prize. I'm something for you to win. I'm something for you, something to be gained. Like, I feel like everybody should be friends first anyway before they start dating.
Yeah.
I feel like the best relationships that I've ever had, that I'm still cool with those people, is because, like, we established a friendship first. We established getting to know a person on a level other than sex. I love sex, but, like, in order for a relationship to be sustained, like, there has to be more than that. So I feel like if you feel like you're in the friend zone and you think there's something wrong with that, it's something wrong with you. Like, you should want to be friends with and want to know a person before you get in a relationship with them. Unless you're just having sex. Now, if it's just sex for sex's sake, then that's different. But even with that, like, if a person wanted to have sex with you, you shouldn't have to manipulate them into wanting to have sex with you. They would just want to have sex with you. So if you want this and she wants that, then you need to leave that person alone. That's how I feel like it is. Like, if right now, any of y'all that feel like y'all are in the friend zone with me, and you're trying to use that to have sex with me, I'm probably not going to fuck you. Because if I wanted to fuck you, I would have already fucked you. We would have already fucked. Something would have been established. But no, you don't get to creep into my pussy. Like, that's disgusting to me. Fuck off. I feel like I answered that well.
Yeah, no, that was good. So, like, what percentage of your male friends do you think they're in the friend zone?
The ones that have, I've cussed them out already. So, like, it's been, I had, like, a couple. But I'm like, nah, no, you're not in the friend, you're just my friend. And if you feel like that, then leave me alone. So, and I don't really have friends. I have, like, honestly, like, I have people I'm cool with, but actual people that I consider friends, I probably have, like, 10 total friends. Like, 10 total friends, like, people that I feel like I can call if I need something, or you can call me, or I'm there for you, and I actually, you know, give a fuck about you. So out of those people, none. Because if I consider you my friend, then you're my actual friend.
Yeah.
But people that think they're my friend and think they're in the friend zone, oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. It has to be a lot. But just because, men are weird. Like, y'all are really possessive and weird. It's fucking weird. Like, even when I post, like, when I've been doing those fake marriages on Facebook, I've had dudes, like, legit get mad in my inbox and be like, oh, you're not gonna fuck with me. I'm like, who are you? Like, we've never hung out. We've never kicked it. You don't even have my number. You know what I mean? So, like, why do you think that I'm interested in you? If I was interested, I would have said something. Something would have been said at this point. So, y'all are fucking weird. I want y'all to be less weird. But you won't be. If you could fuck a superhero, who would it be? Adult Spider-Man?
Which one? Peter Parker or Spider-Man?
Yeah, Peter Parker. That's the only one that's like an adult that I can't be like, Miles Morales, like, he's in high school. He is not an adult yet, and they haven't shown him as an adult. So, like, I just feel...
Right.
Ugh. So, yeah, it would have to be... But, okay, Black Peter Parker. I would have sex with a Black Peter Parker, in my mind. That's what I want. But just Spider-Man, period. He could just leave the whole outfit on. I would also maybe have sex with Beast.
What, Beast?
From
Because
he's smart.
Kelsey Grammer.
No, I don't want to.
Well, I mean, okay, the X-Men First Class Beast. That Beast?
Well, no.
Or just the comic book?
Well, now I'm thinking of Kelsey Grammer. And I'm
right. Oh, baby, I hear them.
Yeah, I would fuck Frasier, though.
Okay.
I fuck Frasier just because he's so smart. Like, I really like intelligent men. So he just would have to put a hat on. I don't want to look at that bald spot. Why don't y'all let that shit go, white people? That shit be like that horseshoe shit.
Right.
When y'all look dumb. I need y'all to know y'all look dumb. I guess they don't want to shave it because, you know, racism, and they look like racist people. But
just Kelsey Grammer is skinhead. Well, he is ultra conservative.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know. I used to love him, and then love Frazier. I found out about him. And him and then Everybody Loves Raymond, his wife.
She is, too?
Yeah, she's very conservative.
I hate y'all. Just...
And not like conservative, like, you know, we got to spend less money, but conservative, like, you know, do we really need to help the poor? You know,
yeah, ugh, that's gross. Yeah. That's gross. I don't want to fuck Kelsey Grammer anymore. Damn, who else would I have said? Okay, he's not a superhero. He's actually, like, a villain. But I would fuck Kylo Ren. Hmm. I would have sex with Kylo Ren. I feel like, this sounds so bad. Yeah. But people who have, like, fucked up mentalities have the best sex. Like, crazy, like, that whole, like, crazy people have the best sex. They do. Because they're just, like, they don't care. Like, I feel like Kylo Ren would just, like, fuck the shit out of me, eat my butt, and... Why am I doing... But I do. I just feel like he would... But then, like, he would just be, like, really sad after. And I'm like,
oh, poor soul.
So does that count? Who else? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have sex with Superman. That would be boring. I feel like that would be some boring vanilla ass sex when he would leave his socks on and I like Black Panther too. Like, I wouldn't. T'Challa, I feel like that sex would be boring. I fuck Killmonger, but then he would like kill me. Yeah. I feel like he would have no qualms with killing me, so I wouldn't fuck him just because I like to live. Right. I fuck. Ooh. Who else? Hulk. I fuck the Hulk.
That sounds really dangerous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he'd skeet you like.
Hulk smash. But it would be great, though. Like, in the moment, it would be really great. It would be really. Okay, and then I fuck Professor Hulk. Where Benjamin Bat, yeah, he still had his sense. Yeah, that's who I would have sex with. Right. Not Hulk, and I wouldn't want to fuck Banner. It would have to be a composite. Right. So, yeah. Not Captain America. That would be boring. Thor. I could have sex with Thor. Okay. Just because, like, I like his accent and the muscles. Yeah. Who else? I wouldn't fuck that many DC characters. I can't.
Not Batman. He's rich.
Yeah, okay. I fuck Batman. And then, like, I feel like he knows how to have sex. Yeah. I feel like it would be awesome, and I hate
that. Because he's mortal.
Yeah, he's a person. So he's gotta try hard. And then he's, like, suave, and he's, right. like, even if, like, the sex wasn't great, like, just being in his house would be right. so dope that I wouldn't even care that the sex sucked. Because I'm like, oh, he has, like, a 1,000-inch TV in here that I can watch cartoons on, and then Alfred can go make me whatever food I want. So, like, I'm, you know, like, the dick wasn't good, but I feel like he'd be a good color. For the same reason, because he's so sad, so yeah, he would just really like be holding on to you all night. Yeah, I fuck Batman. Now, if we're talking about, I know you said superheroes, but I also want to, because I watch more anime than anything. Uh-huh. Like, it's a long list of anime characters in which could get the business. Goku's number one.
Okay.
Goku is number one, part because he is a monkey, and I just feel like he would be like. Ah, fucking it up.
Just monkey sex.
Yeah, just crazy monkey sex and throwing me around the room. And then he's super strong. He can instant transmission. So he could be like eating my pussy and then instant transmission to the back. Like, it would be just so much going on. Ah, I would love it. I would also have sex with, people are going to be mad about this one because it's weird. But Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter. People keep trying to act like he's a pedophile, but he's not a pedophile. He gets turned on by fighting. So he has like a bloodlust thing. So like whenever he's fighting somebody really strong, he gets turned on. So I feel like I'm strong and I could turn him on and the sex would be great.
So you had to fight him?
Yeah, I have to fight him and then we can have sex. Okay. Which I would love because I like fighting. I like fighting during sex or like before sex. It's just, I'm weird. I like wrestling. It's fun. Like, naked wrestling? Just me? You're like, no, I don't do that. It's fun. But part of it is because I just have, like, all this energy. So, like, I have to have a person that has equal amounts of energy.
Right.
So, like, the wrestling can kind of turn me. I like strength. So, I get really turned on my strength. So, wrestling and throwing and shit. I'd be like, so then, yeah. So I think he would be good. And then Inuyasha and his brother, but like at the same time.
Okay.
Sis Homer. That'd be dope. I would like the demon sex. Demon sex would be dope.
That is the devil's triangle.
Yeah, that would be fire. Like, that would be. I need to have sex with a real person because I'm like, I'm tripping. And then, this is not a superhero, but my like dream man to have sex with is Aladdin.
Why?
I don't know. He's like cute and like adorable, but also it's like the strength thing. Like, I feel like he would try to protect me.
Yeah.
But then he's also like, poor and I'm sad. What's up with me and sad boys? I like sad boys. What the fuck?
Yeah. Are you trying to fix them or are you trying to be sad with them?
I think I want to be, like, I used to try to fix people, but nah, not really. I think I let people be who they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I just want to be sad with them. Like, let's fuck and then just be sad and cuddle. Yeah.
Well, what about, like, their emotional unavailability? Does that play into
I
that?
Think I like that.
Yeah.
I think I like, because that helps me with the, because I like distance.
Right.
So, like, an emotional, a person that is unavailable emotionally probably appeals to me because I like my alone time. Right. So, it's like, okay, you doing that over there because you want to, cool, and that gives me time. Yeah. Never really thought about that.
Like, if Kylo is, like, bothering you, you're like, you'll never be your grandfather.
It's like, this is like, okay, got it. All right. Is that what it is? Oh, I'm fucked.
I think like you want attachment, but not attached. Like you don't want to take away from yourself.
Yes, and so I think maybe that because yeah, you know what? Now I'm thinking about all the people that I listed are emotionally fucked up,
yeah.
And I think that's why I like the villains because they you know they have right. They usually are more layered and have more elements. And like who does I said Killmonger.
Yeah.
I said Aladdin, who was a fucking street rat liar. Kylo Ren. Inuyasha was fucked up. Like, his girlfriend left him on that tree for 50 years, so he was always just, like, fucked up about it. Sishamaru was a demon that hated humans. God damn, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
But I think a lot of women love bad boys, though. Like, not like bad, but like,
people that aren't
yeah.
necessarily, like you said, they're not there emotionally.
Yeah.
100%.
And then there's that danger factor.
It's like, ooh, I don't know what you're going to do. Right. What's going to happen? It's the spontaneity. But then it's just, it is mentally exhausting to date people like that. Because it's like, oh, fuck. Here we go with some more shit. But I think for me, it's not because I disconnect so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you can be going through all of that shit over there. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. But I'm not going to internalize your shit. And I did used to try to fix people like a lot. I'm like, you know what? Maybe if you just did this and this, I could help you and then you'll be fine. But it's like the thing I said earlier, like if I'm saying I love you, I gotta let you be who the fuck you are. So if you don't call for a week and that's your pattern of behavior and I get into it knowing that that's your pattern of behavior, I can't get mad in 2 months when you're still doing the same thing. I knew that's what you were doing.
Right.
So, I don't know. Dating's stupid. Once again, like, just even thinking about all that is exhausting. So I'm just like, I just don't want to date. Like, I got other more important shit. I could date Inuyasha, though. Because he lives in, like, I'm just thinking about it. We don't live in the same world.
Yeah.
I have to go through that well to go see him. And I don't have to stay for, you know, I just go back home. I even said, like, when I get married, I want either my own house. Sinbad was talking about that. Like, him and his wife, they have separate houses. I want my own house. Or at least, like, I have my own bedroom, and you have your own bedroom, and then we have a mutual bedroom to fuck. I just think that space is very important. I hate when I hear people like, if you love somebody, you should want to be, you should be able to be under them 24 hours a day. I'm like, that's weird.
Right. But you're also into visual performing arts, so you need your own space that you can be creative.
Yeah, and go do that shit. I can't create with your ass just right here talking to me. Go get the fuck.
Right. And not to make you or anybody else that's in that field sound selfish.
Yeah, we are a little bit, though.
That's kind of more important than the relationship.
It is, because it's like this right here, what I'm creating, is going to help me fund everything that I want to do in my life and my daughter's life, and it can help people around me that I'm cool with. So it's like, I like you and we're cool, but like, I don't like you more than I like this. Right. And I don't see me liking anybody that much. I mean, it could happen, but I don't think I even want to. Like, I don't think I would want to be in a relationship where I'm putting that person above this stuff. You know, not necessarily this, but just like me creating. Because, like I said, me creating and building this helps everybody and helps everything else. So it's like, eh. So I kind of have to date a person that understands, like, hey, she's filming. I can't fuck with her right now. But that's hard. And I understand, like, it's selfish, too. Like we were saying, like, that's very selfish to be like, I know it's your birthday, but I'm filming 3 sketches today. So I can't, you know what I mean? Like, and that's hurtful. So I think that's another reason why I'm just kind of shying away from dating, because I don't like to hurt people.
Right.
You know, and that is hurtful.
Right. Yeah, actually, some XFL football player this weekend or something got roasted because he didn't go to his mom's funeral so he could play the game. So, which I was like, ugh.
Yeah, the funeral I would have to go to, especially my mom, and it's the XFL. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Bro, you can go to the funeral.
Yeah.
But it's just fucked up, because I do understand that. Like, I do understand. He's like, this is, you already gone. You know what I mean? Like, you know, all of this just sounds really self-absorbed, and but I don't care. That's another reason why, like I said, I know I'm a hard person to date, because when I say I don't care, I legit don't, like, I don't care. There's no, like, oh, she just says she don't care, but she cares. No, I don't. And how do you get to the point where you care? You know?
I think it would take time.
Yeah. So. And it is people that I, like, have dated and I met. Like, even the half-boyfriend now, like, I really like him. I, you know, that's a person that I care about very deeply. But, you know, like, if we were to stop talking, I would be sad. I would be really sad. But, like, I also understand, like, if we stopped talking, we just weren't meant to be talking. You know what I mean? Like, it's just shit happens. And then I find another person and... You know, I do believe in soulmates, though. Like, people often ask, like, I do believe that there are certain people that you meet and you just kind of match and it just works perfectly and the chemistry's great. But I also believe that, like, just because that person is your soulmate, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be together either. Like, we can match on everything and be good, but we still can just not be compatible in a relationship. So, I don't know. But I do feel like there's a person out there for me, and I feel like eventually I'll meet that person, and who knows how I'll act then and how I'll be with that person. And but I just legit cannot just see myself throwing everything away for another human being except for my child and my brother.
Yeah.
Like, those are the only, you know, I don't know. Somebody told me before, they were like, love means sacrifice. And I'm like, does it though? Does it have to be complete sacrifice? Is like, is that the main purpose or meaning behind love? Right, is like right. that I'll give up everything for you? I don't feel like it is. I feel like,
because then the the other part of it that's contradictory to it is you can't love other people unless you love yourself.
Yeah.
So
it's like, but if I'm gonna give
yourself,
up,
you got to be self-actualized, which means you can't sacrifice everything.
Yeah.
You had to be yourself.
How can I feel like, to me, what love is to me is like, hey, I have this shit, and you have this shit, and we can put this shit together and make more shit, instead of, I would throw all of this away to be with you. It's like...
I think that's just obsession.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're weird. Like, you're gonna give up everything to date this person, or, like, even marry this person, which is just a societal construct anyway. Like, I'm not gonna lie and act like I don't want to get married. I want to get married because I like how weddings look. Like, I want to get married because I want to have a wedding. But it, whatever, doesn't necessarily mean what people act like it means. Because we already know divorce rates are high as fuck.
Right.
And marriage is just a thing. It more so is, if we're going to be honest, it's a business. It helps you with your taxes. But I'm not against marriage. I would get married. Yeah. But same shit. It would just have to be a person that I feel like I match with, and it would work perfectly. My ideal husband would be like Dolly Parton's husband. Do you see Dolly Parton's husband?
No.
I was just reading this article about how she, like, years ago, because Dolly Parton's been on for years, right. Decades. She brought him to some, like, event. And when he got home, he was like, I never want to go to that again. Please don't make me go to that again. So he doesn't go. He doesn't like being in the spotlight. So I think that's cool. That dynamic is cool because it's like you get to go be Dolly Parton and do all of this shit. And then you come home and it's normal.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be on. Your whole relationship isn't on display. Y'all have these moments together, and these moments are pure. These are pure, genuine moments. They're not moments that are created for a camera. So, if I was to get married, that's how the relationship would have to be. So, I wouldn't necessarily... I could date a celebrity, but I would also be like, we can date and we can be married, but we don't always have to go to shit together and be taking pictures. And, you know, like, make it a thing. It doesn't have... Like, our relationship is our relationship, and it can be separate from whatever else we're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would be the person that is married for 10 years and none of y'all know.
Unless we're married friends. Now?
No. I was engaged 2 years ago and nobody knew. The thing is, like, people are like, oh, people, everybody's in my business. Like, if you don't post, if you literally don't post, nobody knows anything.
Right.
And it's funny because now I do all of, like I said, I do those fake marriages on Facebook. So even if I got married now, I don't think anybody will believe me.
Right. They're totally like, who is this dude?
Okay. This is an actor.
He's not even funny.
He's not. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? What do you prefer in a partner? So I have discovered that I am an ambivert. Is that pronounced that properly? So I think I'm very extroverted in public, but part of that is because of I'm a comedian. So I kind of have to be extroverted. I have to be able to talk to people. But just like in normal average every day, I'm really introverted. Like I'm by myself a lot, and I enjoy being by myself a lot. Like even when I'm out, when I'm not on, I'm kind of chilling. I'm reading a book. I'm kind of like, I like to observe, and part of that is just being a writer. I like to observe. I like to watch. I like to study. I study people like a creep. But you can't really study people while you're being extroverted. Because then the attention is on you instead of you being able to focus on other people. So I'm legit in the middle. I enjoy spending time with people and I can do that. But there usually comes a point where I'm being social. Where I'm like, okay, I'm done with that now. I'm ready to go back into the hole and exist in the hole. And I'm okay with existing in the hole. For me, once again, I've realized like the best relationships that I've had have been with people that are introverts because I don't like going out. Like, I don't like I used to be like a partier and I used to like clubbing and all that stuff and just like hanging out and going to people. I don't really like doing that. So, like, it's hard for me to date a person that like has a whole lot of friends and goes to all these parties. And like, I had an ex that would go to a party like almost every night or like go out to drink or go hang out. And it's hard to date that person when you're not that person, because then y'all aren't really getting to spend a lot of time together.
Right.
Because I'm cool with you. I'm one of the people like, hey, if you want to go out, I'm not going to stop you from going out. You can go out every night and do what you want to do. But I don't necessarily want to go out with you. But if that's how that person likes to spend their time within the relationship, it's just hard to date me if you're that person. You know, like, oh, my girlfriend never wants to come. This is how we're supposed to spend time. And she'd rather stay at home. You know, it's just kind of hard. So I prefer dating an introvert, but I cannot date an insecure introvert because I am extroverted. So when I do go out and talk to people and I do that. And I've dated people who would start getting uncomfortable because I'm going and talking to other people and they're just kind of standing in the corner. Like, if you're introverted, you have to be cool with your introversion. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool with just sitting here. I'm cool with not talking to people. And I don't feel insecure because you're talking to people. So a confident introvert is what I would prefer today.
And looking back at your history, like, what kind of men have you dated when it comes on that scale?
Man, so let me see. typically, but just because I'm into comedy and all that, I've dated mainly extroverted people. And that has caused issues because they're like, hey, let's go out. You don't want to go out to drinks or go hang out with my friends? And I'm like, not really. I really don't want to do that. I really would just like to stay home and do that. But that's kind of younger. So, like, early 20s, that's all I was dating was, like, these extroverted, super, we got to go out. We got to hang out. We got to do this. We got to be up under people and around people. Like, just chilling at people's house. I do not like going to other people's house for extended periods of time. You know what I mean? I just feel like, and I always feel weird being in other people's homes because I'm like, you know, your house is your sanctuary. You know, this is like, you've created this space to be comfortable. And so I get very uncomfortable just being in other people's houses for a long period of time. And so, like, I've dated people who are really close with their family, so they always go to their family's house and they want me to come, and I'm just sitting on somebody's couch and I'm like, oh, I know they be having sex on this couch and, like, I don't know if this is your bowl that you like to eat. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I'm just very aware of like people in their space. So it just makes me very uncomfortable to just sit in somebody's fucking house like that. But I've dated people like that and they just be chilling in people's house and touching all their shit. And I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to do that. So, but recently as I've got, I'm going to say like past like 25, most of the people I've dated are more introverted. And I just realized like the relationships end up going more smooth when they're introverted and we can kind of have our time together, and our quality time is like our time, and it's intimate, and it's us, and it's just us together. It's us talking or playing or doing whatever we're doing together in our space alone. So yeah,
that's cool.
I like it. It's, I think one of the best things about just getting older is understanding who you are as a person and what you like and what you don't like and what you'll tolerate and what your boundaries are. It just makes it easier to navigate within this weird ass world of dating and love and all that other kind of stuff. I think more people need to read the 5 love languages. Like, I just got the actual book, but I've read about it before. And I realized also, like, with dating, if I would have known what my love language was, my earlier dating years would have been so much better. Just understanding how I receive love and how I view what love is and knowing that, it makes it easier to understand. So, one of the longest relationships, like I said, it was my ex. We dated twice. So once when we were like 17, 18, and then we dated again when we were like 25. And then, but during that time, we were like messing around and stuff. But when we actually got in a relationship, it was really good at first, but then we started to kind of like clash, and I was feeling like we weren't compatible. And we were both having the same argument of like, I don't feel like you love me. I know you love me, but you don't do anything to me that shows that you love me. And it was because we were legit speaking different love languages. So for those of you that don't know what the love languages are, it's words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. So for me, my top one is words of affirmation, and then next is quality time and physical touch. Like, those kind of go hand in hand for me. Then gifts and acts of service. But my ex's was literally the reverse of my list. So his was acts of service, gifts, physical touch, quality time, and then words of affirmation. So it was literally like the reverse of the list, which I didn't realize till like last year. So like he would be doing stuff like fixing my car and stuff like that, and cleaning up and stuff like that, and that was him showing that he loved me. But I wasn't looking at those actions as acts of love. I was just looking at that like, oh, you're just trying to help me. And so mine, like I said, is words of affirmation. So I'll be telling him every day, you know, like, I love you, I care about you, I this and this and this. But for him, for me to show that I loved him would be me helping him with something or whatever. So it kind of, we ended up clashing and we broke up just because I was saying like, you know, I don't feel like we're compatible. But if I would have known about the love languages and how I need love to be given to me, I think it would have probably lasted a little bit longer, or it just would have been easier to communicate what I wanted. So read that book.
I got one question. Mm-hmm. So you did the You parody, mm-hmm. right, for Valentine's Day. Would you knowingly date a serial killer and keep his secrets?
I don't know. So, like, it depends. So, it's like, if I knew he was a serial killer going in, I don't think I could. Because I just would always kind of be on edge, like, am I next? Am I next? I'm going to say something that sets him off. But, like, I think I could ignorantly date a serial killer.
Yeah.
Like I could be with this person and, like, be in love with them and just, like, literally have no knowledge. And if I found out, mm-hmm. I would probably act like I didn't. I'm like, I don't know what the teeth or those teeth and bone. Hey, he was making chicken. Those are chicken bones. You know, I would probably, it just depends. Like, especially, like, if we had kids. So, like, I really do understand why people will, like, marry these serial killers. And then when they find out, try to act like they don't. Because that's some world-shattering shit to find out, like, this person that you love and you have kids with and you have this family is out here killing people. So I think I would do what white women do and act like, I don't know. I'm like, oh,
man, yeah, it was work.
You got a little ketchup right there. But no, I don't think I could just because of how much I analyze stuff and how much I just think about stuff. I would start watching his behaviors. And, like, I think I would start becoming obsessed with, is he going to kill me? When is he going to kill me? And he's going to be able to hide it. And he's probably going to get away with it. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Or, like, people like that, he might not kill me. He would probably, like, kill somebody that I'm cool with or, like, a friend. You know, like, in you, like, he killed her friend. Like, he would, like, you know, and I'd just be thinking about that. Like, if my friend just died and I know my husband's a serial killer, I'm like, was that you? So now I'm just accusing him of random murders that just happened in the city, you know, and then it becomes my life. So, nah.
What if he only kills bad people?
Then, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, he's like a vigilante?
Right, right.
Yeah, then I would probably help him.
And they're mostly white supremacists.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm with it. I would be down. I'll be all the way down with it. Yeah, I could date, because that's basically like I'm dating, like, Wolverine. Or, like, a, you know, Punisher or somebody like that. Like, Daredevil. I could date Daredevil. I would date Daredevil. Yeah.
Cool.
And that concludes Bedtime Vision with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. Thank you so much for my half of a co-host today, Rakesh Jacob.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for your questions. I really like doing these Q&A sessions, so I'm going to be doing these more. If you want to ask me a question, make sure you have me on Instagram. I ask it on my Instagram story. All my social media is Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. Thank you so much. Bye. I fuck my shirt. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me hot up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck about what you wear, leave your pants.